trip. To Ben Reed from Ian Reed Vendor Advocates, buyer and vendor advocates as well. Ben, good morning to you.
Morning, DJ. Morning, Em.
Ben, how are we looking as we wrap up the winter market and enter what is a traditional selling period in spring? How much certainty and strength is there around, or are you noticing a few blips on the horizon?
Yeah, well, there's inconsistent pricing and mixed results at the moment, Em. Like, there's some properties that are performing pretty well and others that are passing in. So strategically for both buyers and sellers, I think it presents some challenges because it is really hard to put your finger on where the market's at the moment, because you've got this push and pull between the properties that are getting lots of interest and those that are maybe being left on the shelf a little bit. And I think with agents too, that, you know, they'll find that they've maybe passed in a couple of properties, therefore being a little bit more conservative in their quoting on the next one, and then all of a sudden you've got three or four buyers. So it's very price sensitive and a bit inconsistent.
Right. How did the market travel last weekend?
Pretty much a reflection of that. 984 auctions reported, and the clearance rate sat just below 60%, 59%. 393 sold on the day, so that was about two-thirds of the auction, and then one-third of the auction results were sold prior to. So it shows that there's either one buyer, or if agents have got a pretty good offer and they feel like they've got competition, around about one-third of the properties are selling prior to the auction day.
Right, and much on this weekend?
Yeah, big weekend for the last week of winter. Nearly 1,200 auctions across 309 suburbs. The top auction location for today is Bentley East with 24 auctions, followed by Craigieburn with 20, Reservoir 18 and Glen Waverley 17.
Take us to the top house. It was a really big result there in the Bayside.
Yeah, it was. 23 Martin Street in Brighton, a beautiful spot in sort of the northern part of Brighton. Andy Nazza from Marshall White was a selling agent for this one. It was a circa 1940s built double-storey Art Deco featured, but renovated completely in the early 2000s. And this one was quoted $3.8 million to $3.95 million. It was a really strong auction and it sold for just over $4.5 million.
Where did the top apartment land, Ben?
So, 4 at 157 to 159 Prospect Hill Road, Canterbury. So, one of the better streets in Canterbury. Scott Patterson was a selling agent for this one. Just a two-bedroom plus study villa unit, or you know, smaller house on its own block. It was part of a four-unit development. They all had their own street frontage. For a two-bed, one-bathroom villa unit, this one passed in with one buyer and still sold for $2,725,000. Big price, right, for a two-bedder.
Yeah, yeah. A bargain house is an interesting one. Over the price guide, but a bit of potential there, you reckon, Ben?
16 Lawson Street in Sunbury was the property. This one was also a little two-bedroom weatherboard that was on a 465 square metre block. So it had plenty of interest from first-time buyers and investors. This one had three bidders on the day, and after being quoted $370,395, this one sold for $404,000.
Right, and bring us home with the bargain apartment, Ben.
3 at 29 Loretta Boulevard, Tarneit. Pina Carnetta from Ray White was a selling agent. This is also a two-bedroom villa unit, and this one, after being quoted $330,360, had an offer prior to the auction, sold prior to for the top end of the range at $360,000.
Excellent work, Ben. Ben Reed, see you soon. Ben Reed from Ian Reed, Buyer and Vendor Advocates. An email has arrived from Jim.